在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
For the world's largest automaker, it's been a steady stream of embarrassing safety lapses. On Tuesday, the company's president, Akio Toyoda, announced yet another recall.
We submitted the recall notifications in regard to four models. The Prius plug-in hybrid, the Psy, and the HS250H.
The announcement brings the total number of recalled Toyota vehicles to 8.5 million. Earlier recalls involved sticky accelerator pedals on some of its most popular models, including the Camry and sports utility vehicles such as the Highlander. The latest recall involves a faulty braking system on more than 400,000 Prius and Lexus hybrids sold in the U.S., Europe, and Japan. But Hong Kong car dealer Ted Lau says the delayed braking issue requires only a minor fix.
Basically, this is a very simple ABS brake system upgrade. So it takes almost an hour to finish it.
But some customers accuse Toyota of being slow to fix the problem. Juan Romero says he's been complaining about the issue since last year after he nearly ran over a pedestrian.
When the car lurched forward, the guy jumped out of the way and he called me every name in the book.
Toyota has taken out newspaper, web, and TV ads to apologize for letting its customers down. But Asia automotive news writer Hans Greimel says it may be too late to reverse the damage to Toyota's reputation.
The Prius is largely responsible for Toyota's reputation as a green, environmentally friendly car company. So to see that the Prius be lumped into this expanding global recall crisis is going to be a blow to Toyota's image.
Some industry analysts say the latest crisis could lead to a downgrade in the company's credit rating. But Akio Toyoda vows his company will do better. Toyota's top executive plans to visit U.S. Toyota plants next week.
All of us at Toyota will tackle the issue in close cooperation with dealers and with the suppliers. Together, we will do everything in our power to regain the confidence of our customers.
The U.S. Transportation Department is looking into Toyota's quality control process to determine if Toyota acted quickly enough to deal with safety issues. Toyota's top North American executive is scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill. Millar Sega, VOA News.